hope that you will look over my head, not to me. I am nothing, nothing, but just a little vessel that God's got working here on his footstool. Can't do nothing without the Lord. Don't want to even try. I'm thankful, Brother John, to be able to get back down here one more time. My companion and I was on the other end of the, way down on the other end of the state yesterday and out running around a little bit, and this morning, or last night, she, where are you going tomorrow? And I said, if the Lord lets me live and my mind don't change, I'm going down to Little Murray. Yeah. Call some neighbors round about, and some had to work today, and some had other excuses. And then the old booger man, he began to work with me, and he began to tell me, well, you drove all day yesterday, and gas is $4 a gallon, and you know, for not long, he was arguing a pretty good case.
He knows how.
And I said, Lord, I said, this might be our last weekend here on your footstool. I'd like to go down there if it be your will. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I might not be able to get to back home up in the hills of eastern Kentucky. I don't know. But I know one thing. Whether I live or whether I die, whether I go or whether I stay, I'm a winner either way.
Amen, sir.
Brother Junior, I hope you pray for me. When I got up this morning, I was in pretty good shape. And then I started my journey down here, and the closer I got, the scareder I got.
Yep. That's the way it works.
And then when I pulled up in the parking lot, I thought I might not even have enough strength to open the door. You see, this is a fearful place, brother. It is for me. I want to thank you, and I'm just going to talk a few minutes, and surely I wouldn't want to take nothing from away from what you've been listening to. But I want to thank this little church from the bottom of my heart, me and my companion. When we come here, you treat us like royalty, and we thank you for that. You make us feel good. You make us feel like we're something, you know, and we're glad of that. See, we ain't up in our neck of the woods, and I thought it so many times. You know, I look around and see the little home that me and my companions got, and I said, Lord, I said, I wished I could have given her more than what she's got. You know, we still could have had her a new home, a new automobile every year to drive, this and that. I said, I wished I could buy her new clothes every weekend. I could buy her a pretty outfit to wear to church. But you know, that's just not so. That's just not so. And the little home we got up in Floyd County, some people probably wouldn't even walk through the door of it. But that's their business. That's what God's given me. And I'm happy with it. I'm satisfied with that. But I've got some good news for her. Oh, we might struggle here, honey, but don't you worry. There's a land that's not far from here. There's a little home over there.
Yeah,
in front of my house, there's some blacktop in front of our house over there, honey. There's a street of gold.
Amen.
Yeah, the walls are jasper around about this city. What about that?
Yes, Lord. I believe that, brother.
What about that?
Yes, sir.
The gates are pearl. Went down through a little city one time walking. They just built the little city. Boy, somebody, I don't remember who it was with me, one of the brothers, and they began to comment. Lord said, look how pretty this city is. Ain't that something? I said, that's not to compare with what God's got in store for us. I want to talk to you about something. I got a little something on my mind, and I hope it's of God. But I begin to think, what are we doing, Brother Junior Ruggles, with our spare time? What are we doing with our spare time? You sisters, and we'll get to the brothers here in a minute too. We're not going to leave them out. But you sisters, you know when we was growing up, when company come, we wanted something to eat. Mom would send me out into the barnyard. And I'd have to go out and grab a chicken and wring its neck.
And
she'd heat a tub of water. And pluck that chicken and clean it and prepare it and maybe take 30 minutes to an hour sometime to get that ready. Go in and build a fire in an old wood stove. Split the kindling. Cook that old hen and all this stuff. Come wash day, we'd heat water out on the side of the hill in an old tub and had an old wringer washer there and an old washboard. And we'd work just as hard as we could go while Mom was maybe in there working and cleaning, getting supper ready. All these things that we had to do, at the end of the day, Mom always managed. She always managed to get her children round about her, and she always managed to talk to us about the Lord. All the work that we done throughout the day. Nowadays, if we want a chicken, we'll go somewhere that's a Kentucky Fried Chicken already got him cooked. It won't take us 30 minutes to drive in and back to the house. As far as the washing goes, we got a wash machine now. We can throw our clothes in there and push one button and walk off. And a lot of times get them out and throw them in a dryer. And when they get out of the dryer, we can put them on and go right on out somewhere else. We ain't got time for the Lord. What are we doing? What are we doing with our spare time?
Idle time,
brother. Listen, what are we doing? Me and Brother Lonnie was talking this morning. There's people in this world. Right now, up there in our neck of the woods, I never seen the beat of drugs in all my lifetime. Every way you look, they're stealing anything they can get their hands on. They got a void in here, that empty void, and they're trying their best to fill it with alcohol or drugs or anything they can get their hands on. And I want you to know this. I want you to know a long time ago, 20 some year ago, there was a void in my heart, and I didn't turn to alcohol. I didn't turn to stealing this. I didn't turn to drugs. What did you do, preacher? I went to the man that had the answer now. I went to King Jesus now, and I said, here I am, Lord. Fill this void.
Yeah. Amen.
Fill this void. Did he fill it? Not the first time. I made many, many trips. Many trips out trying my best. I'd about to say, surely God will hear me this time. Surely God will answer my prayers this time. And he heard me every time I prayed. But there was a time he was teaching me. He was teaching me to love and trust him with everything in my power. Turn it all over to him. And finally, when Brother Lonnie mentioned about being under the mountain, I went under the mountain. I worked under the hill one time. And I thought, you know, Lord God, well, he'll sure hear me, because them brothers, that's where they heard them at. And yeah. I went under the mountain. God didn't save me there. I went down to the creek bank. God didn't save me there. I went way back on top of the mountain. God didn't save me there. I went here and I went there. And you know where God saved me? God saved me in the front seat of an old pickup truck. Yeah. And I was driving up the road. And you know what? Let me tell you this now, and then I won't take long. Brother Junior, one of these other brothers can come. But as I was driving up that road, I heard a brother preach one time. He said, when the Lord saved me, he said, I heard a big, loud voice. And this voice said, thy sins are many, I freely forgive. You know what, brother? That's what I was looking for.
Amen.
I did. Yeah. I thought, well, that brother heard it. Surely I can hear it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I trusted that brother with my life. And as I come up the road, that burden had got so heavy that I couldn't stand it no longer. And this man called King Jesus come right into that old pickup truck. And my natural father was sitting right beside of me. And when King Jesus come into that old pickup truck, he took that burden off me and he cast it into a sea of forgiveness. And he's never brought it up again to me yet. And he never will. Never will. But you know what? I felt that burden leave, but I didn't hear that voice. I didn't hear that big loud voice. Begin to wonder, Lord, what's the matter?
Small, still voice.
I didn't see no big bright light.
No.
As some of them said they seen.
But you heard that small, still
voice. There was a low, still voice.
Yeah, but
there was a feeling right down inside of me. I'd never felt that before.
All right.
Yeah, and this feeling, when it come inside of me, it made my I just bubbled up all over. Oh, but listen, I never shouted out big and loud. Why? Because there was the old booger man. He done got in the truck too. He done made it in the truck. And finally, I come home that morning, and at 1 o'clock in the day, 1 o'clock in the day, everybody round about is gone but me. And I got my little red Bible, and I went out into the living room, and I got down on my knees. And listen, I wasn't a day old yet, and I've already started doubting. Yeah. And I got down on my knees. And I said, Lord, it's me. Oh, God, I believe you saved my soul coming up the road. But, God, I didn't hear that big loud voice. No, I didn't. I didn't see the big bright light. But, oh, God, I felt you come all over me. Oh, Lord, could I have a little witness? And if you'll give me that witness, Lord, I'll go to the water. I'll go tell them what great things you've done. Lord, I want to be baptized. There was a desire in here for that, boy. While I was down on my knees, God raised my little head up, and I looked out the picture window, up into a big old holler. Oh, and God let down a vision. And in that vision, I seen the prettiest pasture I'd ever seen in my life. Oh, the grass was so sweet. There was a sweet odor coming from that grass, the sweetest smell ever was. And I looked right up the middle of that pasture, and there was a path just about that wide. Right on top of the mountain, I looked and I seen a man. Oh, he had a long white robe on. Yeah, listen, and he looked so beautiful to me. And I looked down at the foot of this little mountain, and there stood a little bitty boy. He had a little white robe on too. And I looked, and this man started walking down this path. And he got right up close to me. And I said, oh, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. And he reached that hand out. He said, take my hand, child. And I laid my little hand in his. And he closed that beautiful hand up. And he turned around. Follow me, he said. I started following him up this mountain. There wasn't room over here on the side. There wasn't room on that side. And I sure didn't want in front of him. I wanted to follow him. When I come to myself, I live about 40 miles from Prestonsburg. And I said, if they'd have been down at the courthouse and had their heads up this way, they could have heard me shouting. Why? Because God gave me a witness.
Amen.
There might be somebody here today. There might be somebody here today that needs a witness. If God saved your soul, if God saved your soul, let me tell you something. He ain't going to grab you by the hair of the head. And I ain't trying to be funny. Brother Herschel Hamilton preached at us home one day. He said, God don't grab you by the hair of the head and set you in the church. And when he said that after church was over with, I said, oh, brother, I'm going to amen that doctrine. And he looked at me and he said, well, I'm glad you're going to amen it. He said, what did I preach? I said, God didn't grab you by the hair of the head.
No.
He said, well, you believe that? I said, yeah, look at me. There ain't a hair on my head.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you how God had you to the church. Listen to me.
Yeah.
When God saved your soul, he's added you to his church. Now he give you a commandment to come home.
Yeah.
To come home and tell what great things the Lord's done. Now let me tell you something. Somebody said, I can't do that. I'm just too scared. I'm too nervous. I tell you what I told a little boy up home. Him and my wife joined church the same day. If you seen me, you seen him. That's how close we was. He said, I don't know what to do. I said, I'll tell you exactly what to do. He said, I feel God saved me, but I just can't join the church. He said, I'm too scared. I said, I'll tell you what to do. You step out in the aisle. You make one step towards God, and God will make two towards you.
Amen.
And God will work with you. He'll lead you right up here.
Absolutely.
Well, how am I going to tell them when they get there? Tell them what God's done for you. It's easy told.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's easy told. Somebody said, well, there might be somebody here now. Junior, I'm going to get you away just 2 minutes. There might be somebody here that has never prayed before. You might not have never prayed here. Today would be a good day to get started. Today would be a good day to get started. There might be somebody here that might leave before you get out here to the stop sign. A car might hit and kill you.
Yeah, that's a trick.
You've got no promise. You've got no promise. Do you believe the prayers of the righteousness availeth much? Do you believe that?
The
Bible says it, and I believe it. I'm going to tell you this. When I was growing up there in Floyd County, at one time I was just as good as God wanted me. Sin came, and boy, I took hold of sin just as hard as I could get a hold of it. Became a sinner, and I made the devil a good servant for a long, long time. Used to come home. I'm glad I've got an old praying mother. I'm glad I've got an old praying father. Still got them. Many a night I'd come home, Brother Lonnie. I'd come home drunk, didn't know how I even got out of the automobile, and I'd start in the house, and it'd be 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'd tiptoe just as easy as I could. I didn't want to wake Mom and Daddy up. I wanted to get in the bed so before nobody could see me, and I'd get into my bedroom, and about the time I'd open the door to start into the bedroom, I'd hear somebody say, Bub, is that you?
Amen.
Is that you, baby? Yeah, it's me, Mommy. I didn't mean to wake you up. She said, Gary, I ain't been asleep. Mommy, I'm sorry I kept you up. Oh, but she said, you know what I've been doing? I've been talking to Jesus. I've been laying here in my bed praying that God would let you make it home safe. And I'd say, well, Mom, I'm going on to bed now. And here she said, well, now there's some food. There's some food on the table. That's a mother's love for you.
Yes, it is.
You want me to get up? She said, I'll go warm it up for you. No, Mom, I'm going to lay on down. And I'd go, and I'd lay across the bed, and before my head would hit the pillow, I could hear Mother saying, oh, King Jesus, King Jesus, King Jesus, another prayer you've answered for me. You've let my child make it home one more time. I believe the prayers of the righteousness availeth much. They availeth much.